Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is, well, it's Tuesday here on the show. There we go, everybody. Everybody on Twitch wondering where the video was. It's up. We're good to go. We got a lot to get into here today. Mike Sempervivi is not joining us here today. Apparently his headphones broke, and so he's on a mission to find a new set of headphones. I would have just sent him a pair, but he's on a mission. So today we will be joined instead by Lance Storm. This will be his weekly show, and we'll talk about all of the news and maybe even open up the phone lines for old Lance. We can do a Q&A. You got questions? Well, we got answers. We have got NXT coming up tonight. This is the fallout from the NXT No Mercy show this weekend, which was a good show. Obviously, WWE Raw last night, which was the follow-up to Bash in Berlin, which was a pretty great show. And then, of course, we've got NXT tonight and AEW tomorrow and SmackDown Friday. Yes, another pay-per-view this weekend. It is all out. And we'll give you the lineup we have thus far for that. Only two matches announced for Dynamite so far this week, so they need to get on the ball there. We also got updates on a lot of things. Odyssey Jones will tell you what's going on there. Nikki Garcia, the former Nikki Bella, is contacting divorce lawyers over her husband's arrest for domestic violence last week. Got a question we got to ask Lance about regarding TNA wrestling. We've got the all-in, oh boy, turnstile count. Everybody's favorite thing to talk about. And plenty more. If you want, text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Now it's Mike Sempervivi, deep-voiced man. Lance Storm is joining us here today. Lance, what's going on with Giselle Shaw?
I don't know. I saw the news online this morning. Wow. I had no idea. Apparently, she's been granted her release from TNA.
Yeah, Giselle Shaw departing TNA Wrestling. Fightful says she was granted her release. TNA worked smoothly to grant her release. Didn't put up a fight in keeping her around. Shaw's among the talents been announced for the double events. Scott D'Amore's Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling. And apparently the agreement was like stay for one more set of tapings. The Louisville, Kentucky tapings. Oh, this past weekend. So she's done. So I guess that's it.
I guess so.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but there you go. Shaw was the first transgender woman ever under contract with the promotion. Featured in the Knockouts division. The Shantourage. Team with Savannah Evans. What are your thoughts on Giselle Shaw?
Well, I trained her. She's an SWA grad.
Wow. I did not know that.
I'm a big supporter of hers. Yeah, I think she's very talented.
That. And she kayfabe you? Golly. What can you do nowadays?
Yeah.
All right, we got a couple of things here. So, this has not been like, a press release or anything like that. But I've been told Odyssey Jones is fired. And there are rumors online, also from Fightful, that it was a domestic violence allegation. Apparently, no arrest at this point, but I was told fired. So that's it for Odyssey Jones. He was in the middle of a storyline with The New Day, which, they've been teasing that New Day split for a while, and they brought in Odyssey, and it was a very important part of this story here. And now, done. So, they'll move on. Last night, Kofi was asking for a tag team title shot. And I guess we'll see if they put somebody else in the Odyssey Jones role. If they even mention whatsoever that he's gone or he's just disappeared completely. But that's the update on Odyssey Jones.
Nothing like having your career end just as it's getting started.
We've also got Nikki Garcia. TMZ reporting she has contacted divorce lawyers in the wake of her husband Artem's arrest for domestic violence last week. Chigvintsev, I guess is his last name. Sources with direct knowledge tell TMZ Nikki has been making calls since Friday. We're told her intention is to file to end her marriage. Report continues to state Artem is currently staying with a friend, not in the family home he shares with Garcia and the couple's four-year-old son, Mateo. Monday, she did appear. Oh, man. Now, I don't want to make light of any of this, so I'll finish this and I'll talk about what I was going to say. She appeared on Unfinished Beef Hot Dog Eating Contest, and Body Slam's Stephanie Hypes noted she was not wearing her wedding ring during the broadcast. So, shifting away, because it was mentioned here, I did the Filthy Tom show yesterday. There was no Observer Live, so we did it at noon. And prior to that, we were like, we were going back and forth. What time do you want to do it? What time, etc. I said, how about noon in the Observer Live slot? He goes, well, I'm thinking of going to the hot dog eating contest. And I said, well, you know, you can go if you want or whatever. And he decided to stay and do the show. So when the show was over, they were just getting to the finale of the hot dog eating contest. And I should have kept the show going because Tom turned it on in the background. And my God, you should have heard these fans just going nuts for this hot dog eating. what's the guy's name that won? Somebody help me out on the chat right here. But it was a new world record in hot Chestnut. Dog eating. Joey Chestnut. Did you see the whole thing, Dom?
No, I didn't watch any of it, but I know it was him.
Yeah, Joey Chestnut won. He beat, what's-his-face?
Kobayashi.
It was like 80... Kobayashi, yeah. It was like 83 hot dogs or something like that. It was some crazy amount. And, you know, I've heard of the hot dog eating contest and everything like that, and I've heard of Kobayashi, et cetera, and Joey Chestnut, but I never, like, watched one of them. Man, these people are just going crazy for this hot dog eating. And then, like, they eat all the hot dogs, and then, you know, they hit the buzzer or whatever, it's over. And then, to make sure, everybody, like, the two competitors have to open their mouths, and, like, the judges, they're going through, and, like, you got to make sure there's no hot dog morsels still in the mouth. And then, you know, they end up, I guess Kobayashi had enough morsels that they counted as, like, one dog. Like, wow. Wow. And so Joey Chestnut set a brand new record. I'm just listening to all this. I'm not watching it. I'm trying to upload the show. And Tom, like, forgot that he left the thing connected, so he didn't even know I was listening to him listening to it. But they're, they're going through everything. I'm typing up the deal. And all of a sudden, I hear, to present the championship to Joey Chestnut, WWE Superstar Rey Mysterio. I was like, wow. So, like, Rey was there, and he presents the thing to Joey Chestnut, and then, and the point is, Tom then texts me, he goes, wow, Nikki Bella is here. And apparently he thought he disconnected, but he hadn't. But yeah, she was there at the hot dog eating contest yesterday, so out and about. So that's at least good news. But the rest of this, not good news at all. He at first called 911. He requested medical assistance. He claimed that she was throwing shoes at him. Then he called back to cancel. But like, once you call, you can't uncall. And so they sent police and paramedics, observed obvious injuries on the victim's body, and then he was arrested. So, anyway, don't like stories like that. Sucks.
No, and two of them in 1 week.
Yeah. All right. Oh, man, how much time do we have left? I don't want to start turnstile right now, do I? Well, we'll do this. Kairi Sane is, I guess, okay. Posted a picture with a thumbs up. So they were doing a tag match. It was Kairi and Io versus Alba and Isla. And they did a spot where Kairi was going to do her flying elbow off the post to the outside. And she was aiming for, I think, Alba Fire. She was aiming for Isla Dawn. And so Dawn, because Bianca and Jade are at ringside, and so Dawn yanks Bianca in front, and Kairi was supposed to wipe her out. Man, the only person Kairi wiped out was herself. She almost did that Rob Van Dam Ryder kick where you land on one leg from the post to the floor and smashed her head on the announce table. And she's like, come up, she's bleeding from her face, and finished the match and everything, and posted a thumbs up on social media. She ended up getting stitches, joked that she needed an eye patch, but I guess she's okay.
A pirate.
Yeah, so that was scary.
Yeah, I saw the clip, and it looked to me, and I'm guessing now that you've described it, that it was a slight miscommunication in that she looked like she was aiming for Bianca.
Oh, and then Bianca got yanked?
Yeah, and maybe it was a case of she didn't realize she was supposed to aim at Isla, and then Bianca would be pulled in her way, and she just aimed at Bianca, and Isla pulled her away. Bianca made a heck of an effort to try to grab her and catch her, but
yes,
she was too far gone at that point.
And then we had Bronson Reed, was off the show last night. He was supposed to be in a three-way, which is interesting because, you know, he was replaced by Braun Strowman, who won. So I presume Bronson was supposed to win and go to the four-way finale next week. But anyway, he had COVID, and I mean, he was sick. I mean, apparently he told people it was like a horrible flu and just felt terrible, but he does think he might be back by next week's show, so we'll see. But that's where he was. And then people asking about Rhea Ripley. I mean, total angle, total storyline. I mean, she put her foot exactly where you're supposed to, you know, weave it through the ropes so you can fall off and get stuck in the ropes. But she'll be good to go. She's fine. So more after the break. Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, speaking of injuries, Lance, how's everybody doing after Saturday? There were two scary ones.
Yeah, PCO and Alicia Edwards. Lish seemed relatively all right. She wasn't allowed to be touched or touch anyone, really, on the Saturday taping after getting knocked out on Friday. But she seemed to be doing well and in good spirits. And PCO, he wouldn't even say anything was wrong. So,
but, sounds about right.
Yeah.
But what happened to him?
I don't know.
Are we talking like another concussion type deal or a different
injury? I don't know. I was downstairs. We were a floor below where the locker rooms were, and we just heard this loud crash, like somebody dropped a car upstairs. We were like, "What happened?" They're like, "It was PCO." And I'm like, "Okay," but he seemed to survive. He's a pretty tough individual.
How old is he now?
I think he's only a little bit older than me, but he started much younger. He's like 56, 57, maybe.
Yeah, 56.
Yeah.
God, how old are you now?
55.
Good Lord.
Yeah, but he started probably 3 or 4 years before me.
Well, you know, we got to talk about stupid turnstile count. I mean, it's real, but here's the thing with this deal. This is one of those stories that I ain't talking about because everyone just, they weaponize it. The amount of people who attended last month's AEW All In through the turnstiles has been revealed. 46,476, which actually sounds like a WWE worked number. They always did them like that. 46,476 passed through the turnstiles. AEW has yet to announce a formal attendance. Tony Khan did state over 50,000 tickets were sold. And now, you know, everybody goes crazy. I actually saw on Twitter, AEW's, yeah, they have this trending deal where they do like AI to write headlines. Even AI is doing this. AEW's all in attendance drops significantly, it says. So here's the deal, everybody. You know, for some reason, the turnstile count has only come up for the two Wembley shows because I don't know why. I mean, they didn't do it for like SummerSlam or anything like that. But the reality is, you know, whatever their sold number was, I believe it was over 50,000. Yes, not everybody came through the turnstiles. Some of you have forgotten this, or some of you have not forgotten, but you just ignore it. But last year when this story came out, you know, everybody was up in arms. Oh, it wasn't really 81,000, blah, blah, blah. The turnstile, this, that. The fact is, there are always, and it's actually right around the same amount, there are always about 10 to 13% of people that buy tickets but don't actually go. And I'm not saying this as a defense for AEW because this is everybody. This is WWE. This is AEW. The people that have gone through and audited the turnstile count for WWE shows, it's basically the same. And, you know, why you buy a ticket and don't go, I mean, there's many reasons why that can happen. But it happens. So, yes, the actual number of people that went through the turnstiles was less than the paid. But that's the same thing for SummerSlam. That's the same thing for Bash in Berlin. That's the same thing for every show. It's always right around, I can't remember what the exact number was, but it was between, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13% for like all shows. And, you know, we had people that work in ticketing and they were like, it's not even just wrestling shows. It's like, you know, Taylor Swift concert. There's going to be X number of people that bought a ticket and didn't go, or, you know, they bought a ticket and couldn't scalp it or whatever. But this is a normal thing. But, of course, because it was brought up in relation to All In, everybody's going to go nuts. Oh, they lied. It was a failure, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't. It did quite well.
46,000 fans is not a failure.
Yes.
No wrestling company in the world would be disappointed with 46,000 fans.
Hey, brother, listen. If I sell 53,000 subscriptions and only 48,000 people listen, I don't care. That's fine. Pay and don't show up. Pay and don't listen. That's great. So that's the turnstile account story. You guys can all go nutty about that if you want to. And Asuka has signed a new deal. She's going to be staying with the company long term. It's always funny because that's another one. They use Asuka so poorly. Why would she want to stay? Blah, blah, blah. You know how many titles Asuka's won in WWE? Like, a lot. And, you know, sometimes people like to make their money and work every now and then, and it's not the end of the world if they're not champion all the time.
Maybe she's happy living in the U.S. and likes her life.
You know, there are people like that, which I think there are a lot of people on the internet that don't like their life, and so they don't get it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you got questions for Lance, everybody? 425-780-7566. That's 425-780-7566. We can talk about Raw after the next break. But NXT tonight, Trick Williams, Pete Dunne. I expect Sheamus to interfere in that one, would be my guess.
Trick is going to look like a giant.
He is a giant.
He's a big dude.
Yes. We've got Hank and Tank versus the Rascals and Gallus in a three-way for the NXT Tag Team titles. We have got Oro Mensa versus Lexus King. Your main man, Lexus King, Lance.
Trained him, too.
Also trained him, yes. And for Dynamite, we literally have two matches. Mariah May and Nyla Rose for the AEW Women's title. No spoilers. And a non-title Ospreay, Orange Cassidy, and Kyle O'Reilly versus Trios champions Pac, Claudio, and Wheeler. I do not know why it is non-title, but it is. So that's the lineup for Dynamite. And we know nothing else. And it is the go-home show for All Out. Also Friday, we got a Collision and SmackDown show head-to-head. That ain't gonna be good for Collision. SmackDown's final show on Fox with the return of the Bloodline. Tag match involving Bloodline, DIY, and the Street Profits. And I think the Bloodline was off the show last week because of the funeral, but they're back this week. So, of course, whenever they're back, it's going to do big numbers. And then they move to USA the following Friday, and I think I'll be there here in Seattle. So that'll be that. And then All Out is this weekend. We've got six matches. Bryan Danielson, Jack Perry for the AEW title. Will Ospreay versus Pac for the international title. Mercedes versus Hikaru Shida for the TBS title. Swerve and Hangman in a cage. Willow Nightingale versus Statlander, Chicago Street Fight. And Daniel Garcia versus MJF. And at least as of the last I heard, which was, I think, Friday or something like that, the Swerve Strickland Hangman Page Steel Cage match is scheduled to be the main event going on last. So I certainly would not want to follow that match. But that's just me.
They are going to beat the bejesus out of each other.
Yeah, they are. Remember that Hell of War match? You probably don't remember that.
Was that the one in Lucha Underground?
Yeah.
Did not see it, thankfully.
This person here says, Joey Chestnut is an NXT name. Yeah, he sure is. This person notes, airlines purposely sell more tickets than they actually have because most of the time people don't show up after buying tickets. You don't need to tell me and Lance that. God. That is one of the most annoying things is when they overbook the flight and then they sit there and they beg people to not get on the airplane so that the people, I'm like, God. God. And then, you know, once I forgot to check in before I got to the airport. And so because they'd overbooked and I was one of the last people to check in. I didn't have a seat, even though I bought a seat. I was like, I don't have a seat. I bought a seat. I bought a seat like 4 months ago. What do you mean I don't have a seat? Well, we overbooked. You were one of the last people to check in. You don't get a seat. I was like, hold on a second. Spirit Airlines. God. I didn't book Spirit Airlines, by the way. Tony did. Leader, not Con. But God, I was so mad that day. I was furious. Because it was after Vegas. So I'd been in Vegas for like 4 days. I was just exhausted. I wanted nothing more to go home. And they tell me I don't have a seat because I checked in too late and it was overbooked. God! Horrible! Anyway. See if we got anything for you here. Well, this person says, hi, Lance.
Hi.
Yeah.
That was it? Just hi?
Lance, are you a Canadian citizen or both a Canadian and American dual citizen from a fellow Canadian volleyball star?
I am a Canadian citizen. I was in WWE before they started doing green cards and so forth, so I never got one. So I work in the States with a work visa and have Canadian citizenship.
This person says, which do you think is worse, touch all four corners strap match or an escape the cage match where you have to run away from your opponent in order to win? Well, the answer here is that they're both supposed to end the same way. Like the way they did it with the CM Punk match where he just killed this guy so drastically that he just nonchalantly touched the corners. That's how you're supposed to win the escape the cage match. You beat the guy so badly, he's just dead. And then you walk out victorious.
Yeah,
and
they've like, for a reference, it's like Thunderdome. Two men enter, one man leave.
Yes.
It's supposed to be decisive, but then people got creative and ruined it.
Yes. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's Nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
By the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance, you want to rant and rave about a match you didn't see?
Not particularly, no.
I hear I'm fine. Want to argue? No, don't want to. No, right. Well, what did you see this weekend? Anything?
A lot of TNA wrestling.
Just your
I was
TNA?
At Emergence and a TV taping.
Why don't you talk about Emergence? Plug the show, brother. What do we miss?
The main event, Josh Alexander versus Nick Nemeth in a 1-hour Ironman match.
Good Lord.
Nick Nemeth retained 3-2, and then we had a surprise appearance by one John Layfield.
Yeah, what the heck's up with this guy?
I don't know. You have to keep watching to find out.
Do you know?
No.
Okay.
Creative doesn't run creative direction by me. I find out things when I'm at the building.
I'm not even talking about TNA. Like, this guy's been showing up everywhere. CMLL, indie shows, TNA.
I assume he's
Is he bored?
He's either bored at home or misses wrestling or both. I don't know.
God. Anything else exciting happen on the show?
What
were you in charge of? Can you say that publicly?
I don't know. Scott liked to
Triple A, sorry, not CMLL. Go ahead.
Scott liked to keep who agented what secret. I don't know what the current office regime is, so I tend not to share which segments I have. But
well, let me ask you this then.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
Like, who cares?
Yeah, I don't know whether they just doesn't want people to give credit to the agents rather than the talent in the ring. I have no idea. But again, I don't know what current management's views on it are. But
were you satisfied with what you agented? We're going to ask that question.
Yes, I'm generally pretty happy all the time when I get stuff, unless they give me way too many segments, then I'm a little stressed. But
has there ever been an incident where like you were very just disappointed when it was over? Like, you don't have to mention who it was or anything like that, but just. You know, you were expecting something, and then it was just like, oh, man, thank God no. Scott won't let my name out.
No, I don't think so. I think on the whole, I'm generally happy with we've got a really good crew, so I like working with everyone. And the atmosphere on headset is much more relaxed than my short run in WWE before the pandemic. So I generally really enjoy myself at work.
What do you even do as an agent?
Well, the big thing is you are the conduit between creative and talent. Like, there's the production meeting where we run down the show or shows, and we're assigned certain segments, and we get what the creative wants it to be, and then you go and explain that to talent and provide as much or as little assistance as they need in working things out. And if there's questions or changes they want, you're the go-between. And then you... Direct is the wrong word, but you're in charge of knowing where and when things are going to happen and letting the director know so that he can let his cameraman know so that you don't miss camera shots.
So you got to work in that capacity as well. You got to say, hey, Kyrie's going off the top with a flying elbow. You're going to get yanked out of the way. Get ready to catch it.
Yeah. And so you've got to know a move or two ahead so you can give them a heads up with make sure they've got a camera over here because something's going to happen. And then also, too, and it doesn't happen a lot, but occasionally I also coach the talent through the ref if I think someone's selling too much or not enough or so forth. I can relay that through the referee, and they can give the talent the heads up, as well as also giving time cues and so forth to let them know where they're at.
I guess you kind of earn your keep.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah. I remember I used to watch... I mean, still, less to this day because there aren't managers. But, you know, especially after I actually was wrestling, you know, I'd watch some of these shows and You know, you'd see two wrestlers. Here's Rick Rude and the Ultimate Warrior, and they're bumping and running and very highly athletic. And then, you know, you'd see Bobby Heenan out there, and all he had to do was just stand there. And every now and then he'd take a bump, but in general he'd just stand there. He'd look angry or he'd look happy or whatever. And, you know, when I was young, or, you know, Paul Jones, I'm a big fan of Paul Jones, but
number one.
What the hell did that guy ever do? He just stood around a lot and he cut a promo here and there. And I always thought as a kid, I was like, is that manager getting the same amount of money as those wrestlers? Because if so, these wrestlers are getting scammed. I mean, what a job. And but the thing was, I liked wrestling, and so that's what I wanted to do. But like as a business person, I always thought maybe I should be like a manager, make a lot of money, but not actually have to do anything. You just show up at the building, and it's like, what am I doing? Oh, you're managing these two guys. Oh, okay, all right.
I would imagine someone like Heyman, who was incredibly smart, probably had a lot of input beforehand on what might get done, because he was quite a smart guy.
Yeah, like the Grand Wizard. Did that guy get paid the same as like Tito Santana?
I have no idea, dude.
I got to find out the answers to these questions. Or like the ref, you know? I didn't want to lower myself because I was a star, but I often thought about, that's a hell of a job just being a ref. Can't you just stand there and count pins and everything? Like, there's some stuff the ref has to do, but not nearly as complicated as having to be one of the wrestlers.
Yeah, but I doubt the refs are getting paid enough that WWE would say it's bad for business. Like, they're not pulling in Swerve Strickland money.
No, and they had to set up the ring, and I wasn't down for that. Yeah, I wasn't doing no ring building. All right, anyway, what do we got here? Raw? So this is what happened on the show. Lance didn't watch it, so he's got an easy day here. Rhea Ripley came out, and she's celebrating. She wants a match with Liv because she pinned Liv at the pay-per-view in a tag match. And Dom comes out and says, you know, Liv will accept, but not tonight. She's hurt. And so Rhea wants to send her a message. But Liv sneaks in, attacks her from behind, and Rhea ends up getting bumped off the apron, but her leg gets caught in the ropes. And she's hanging upside down, and Damian runs down to make the save, and Rhea's selling it like her ankle is broken. And they go backstage, and she's all mad. And Damian Priest says, let them work on you. I will go make sure I can get a match against one of these guys in the Judgment Day. We had Otis, Tozawa, and Maxine versus the Creeds and Ivy Nile, which was a good match. And Maxine, she didn't have to do a lot, but she's definitely getting better. And ends up with Maxine knocking Chad off the apron. Ivy hits her with a kick, submits her. And then Chad cuts a promo, challenges the Wyatt Six to an 8-man tag next week, even though it will be three men and a woman. And Uncle Howdy, which I always laugh because Chad has to cut these promos on the guy, and he just calls him Howdy. Last week I beat up Howdy, but Howdy had all his guys out there. I'm like, how can I take this seriously? The guy's name is Howdy. By the way, we had Joe Tessitore's debut, and he largely did a good job. I need to give it more time because you know, it was the first week, but he only had one move he didn't know, which was the torpedo, which was delivered by Ilya Dragunov. He called it a shoulder block, but, you know, it was his first day. He's clearly a fan. He knew virtually every move. And I think once he gets into the groove, we'll have a better read on it. But I thought he did a good job. He reminded me of one of those, when you watch an old territorial show, you know, that they air on WNBA or whatever, and like the local weatherman also acts as the pro wrestling announcer. So he's got like a great broadcast voice because that's his real job. But now he's like, doing this wacky wrestling thing.
Like Ed Whalen?
Yeah, like an Ed Whalen. Then we had Shayna beating Zelina. No heat. The Pure Fusion Collective attacked her afterwards. Lyra made the save. And it looks like we'll have Lyra, Zelina, and Natty versus Pure Fusion Collective in Calgary next week.
You're in town.
Yeah. Punk did a promo, and he's just all happy. He killed Drew. It's all done. He wants Gunther. He's going for the world title now. But then Drew shows up, and he killed CM Punk. And he got a ton of heat. And he ends up tearing the ring or the bracelet off Punk's wrist, tearing it apart, sticking the beads down Punk's throat. He gives him the claymore, and beads go flying. People are furious. And he gets, Punk gets stretchered off. And then old Drew McIntyre attacks him again in the back. Punk's choking up blood. It was a good angle. We had Ilya Dominic and Dragon Lee in a three-way. So ends up with Carlito running down. So Priest runs down to take him out. And then this was absolutely amazing. Dom goes running. Priest chases him away. So it's now a one-on-one match. And Dragon and Ilya tried. I forget how it gets set up, but it's like some flip into a sit-out powerbomb. They botched a spot six ways from Sunday. Both fell down, and Dragon managed to grab him. Hit the sit-out powerbomb, and the crowd chants, "This is awesome." They chanted, "This is awesome," after a botched spot. And, of course, you know, we got the usual, you know, suspects on the chat here. Crowds was dead for one match on this show. They were hot for the rest of this show. They eat this stuff up, unless it's a match like Zelina Vega and Shayna Baszler. They did not care about that one. Alba and Isla versus Damage Control, number one contenders match. This was where Kairi almost got killed. They end up hitting the gory special face buster after Isla snapped Io's neck on the ropes. So Alba and Isla get a tag title rematch next week on Raw. So we'll see what happens. We had Gunther coming out for a promo. Sami Zayn interrupts. Sami wants a shot at the title. Gunther says he ain't going to get it. And he goes to leave, and then Sammy says, "You know, I've never once seen you back down from a fight. Is it because I'm the only man in WWE ever to beat you?" And old Gunther's gotten to. And then Sammy says, "I'm coming for you."
Seemed odd to me that Dave thought Sammy needed to earn it after a loss. It's like, if he's the only guy in company history to beat this man, I think he deserves a shot.
We had Sheamus, Ludwig Kaiser, and Braun Strowman. Braun won with the running power slam after Pete Dunne attacked Sheamus, which I'm pretty sure is going to lead to Sheamus attacking Pete Dunne in that match with Trick Williams here tonight. So it is now a four-way. Braun Strowman entered in the finals of the Intercontinental Title Number One Contenders Tournament. And then the main event, Damian Priest, Jey Uso versus Finn and JD. And, God, these people are so into this Judgment Day storyline. So ends up with a bunch of people running in. Liv first runs in, and then they hit Rhea's music to take care of Liv, but Rhea's limping out with her crutches, and so now Liv's not scared. And she gets in her face, and she's making fun of her for limping, and so Rhea then stands up tall. She takes his crutch. She swings it. Liv goes running for her life. Rhea does limp after her, so it wasn't like a fake injury. She's still hurting, but she chases her away. Jey spears Finn. Priest kills JD with the edge. Jey hits a big splash, gets the pin. And so Rhea starts dancing to Jey's music afterwards. So whatever they're doing with Rhea and Jey Uso, it continues here, which probably will lead to probably that September or the Survivor Series War Games match. So anyway, overall, good show. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us. Probably said Mike Sempervivi 50 times, but he's not here. Lance, what do we got coming up this week?
Well, Thursday nights on Access TV, we have Impact Wrestling, TNA's Impact Wrestling. Thursdays at 8 p.m. on Access, Fight Network in Canada.
How often do you fly out for these? Every other week?
Every other week or every third or fourth, it depends. If there's a big show, we tape 2 weeks of TV. If we don't have a big show, we tape 4 weeks of TV and I get a longer break. So we are back, in San Antonio. I'm probably going to see Ed, in 2 weeks.
Oh my God. Is he really going to go? Like, are you actually going to see him? You're like, go eat pizza with him or something?
Oh, he's probably going to take me to Cracker Barrel. Yeah.
Oh, wow. God, what a mark. Is there a Cracker Barrel there?
Oh, there's Cracker Barrels all over Texas.
Golly, yeah, we ain't got no Cracker Barrels here. I don't even know where the nearest Cracker Barrel is.
There was one literally across the street from the hotel in Louisville. I went three times.
What is the nearest Cracker Barrel to Seattle, Washington? This ChatGPT has come in really handy of late.
There you go.
Let's see what it says. You're not going to want to come out here once you hear this.
Yeah, we're doing Victory Road in San Antonio on the 13th, our next big event.
Golly, the closest is in Medford, Oregon. However, as of 2024, it's also closed. If you're looking for similar dining experiences, you might want to explore local diners and cafes in Seattle that offer comfort food and a cozy atmosphere. Thank you. We're out of here, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.